One down, 0-2 the count to Chris Duncan. They do have two runs into this inning. Stranger things have happened, certainly in this series. Down 5. Here comes the 0-2, and Duncan breaks his bat and rips one down the right field line, but it's going to go foul.
Almost leaves the park on a broken bat. That's power.
That is power. And look at that, another bat that saw it off right down the middle. And it wasn't a busted bat in half.
Nope.
It just slivered right down the middle. That is wild. And that one hit the wall foul.
I think they're starting to make multiply bats. Used to get them out of the core of the tree, you know. You'd start with the...
multiply.
You take a section of the tree that's like 6 feet long and about 10 inches in diameter. And then you'd whittle that away on a lathe to a bat, you know. Now they're taking like little sheets of particle board and pressing them together, laminating them.
Here comes the 0-2 again to Duncan. Lifts one left side. That will tail into the stands foul. And again, fouling pitches off. Still down 0-2.
Boy, tell you what, 5 more would be sweet.
So Baez kicks and fires home. The 0-2 is fouled off again.
Chris getting some pretty good cuts at this guy.
Yeah, everybody is. Well, Lansing, the team that just won't go away. Now looking to go 5-0 in elimination games in this postseason. 0-2 again to Duncan, and he rips one again down the right field line. It's going to hop off the wall. Nice play by the right fielder, Coates. Bounces right to him as he played it perfectly, that angled right field corner, and holds Duncan to a single.
That is one heck of an at-bat. When you drill one, he was hitting some long balls, and he finally got a pitch, and that was actually inside. He got the head of the bat out, drove it off the wall about 310 feet away, and wisely did not try to stretch that into a double.
Julio Garcia has seen enough. He's going to get rid of Federico Baez, who gave up two runs, two hits here in the ninth inning. Hopefully, we can add on a couple more runs and make this thing interesting. 10-5 in the ninth. John Nelson will be at the plate with one down. Chris Duncan at first base. And Yorkin Ferreras on in relief. Ferreras 3-6 in 51 games in the regular season. 1-0 in the postseason. 5 games, 1 save. 4 2/3 innings. 5 hits as yet to allow a run. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. The Chiefs faced Ferreras on just one occasion back in game number 2, I believe. Double check, yes, game 2. He allowed one hit.
And no innings pitched.
Right.
Just faced one batter.
Allowed an RBI single to Duncan.
Yep.
2 runs in the inning for the Chiefs. It's been an uphill battle. A 3-run second inning, a 6-run sixth inning for Lansing tonight. As they hung a 10 spot on the Chiefs, who have helped out with 4 errors tonight. 6 last night, 4 tonight. Ball is outside for ball 1. Lefty Ferreras on in relief here in the ninth. Again, the fourth pitcher of the night for Lansing. In there for called strike 1.
I'll tell you what, these guys aren't their money men either. Foley lasted over 2 innings, and he really isn't one of their top-notch relievers. Baez and Ferreras, we should be able to handle these guys.
Nelson ducks out of the way, and it sails inside for ball 2.
Would it be something if the Chiefs saved their biggest comeback of the year for the championship game in the last game of the season?
Ferreras comes home, and Nelson strokes one into left field. That'll drop in front of Weston. Duncan holds up at second.
This is making the win hurt a little bit. The Chiefs are coming back. They're showing some fight.
Started with Jesse Roman, a very patient at bat with one down here in the ninth. Drew a walk. Came home on a Gabe Johnson home run. Chris Duncan, then a single off the right field wall. John Nelson strokes a single to left. 3 straight hits for the Chiefs. And now Chris Eichhorst at the plate. So Ferreras kicks and fires home. Suddenly it's interesting. Low for ball 1. as the Chiefs have sent now this their sixth man to come to the plate in the ninth.
Getting a little quieter here in Lansing.
Ferreras comes inside for ball two. Seven walks tonight by Lansing pitchers. Chiefs have just been unable to take advantage.
Danny just gave him the take sign. Very simple.
No one warming in the Lansing pen. Lugnut fans starting to applaud, trying to get Ferreras fired up. It's in there for called strike at the knees, 2-1.
Be alert now on the base paths. And watch for a ball in the dirt. Got to try to get to second and third if you can.
2-1 pitch, low for ball three.
Nobody warming up in their bullpen either. So Yorkin might be out there for a while, bugs or no bugs.
Let's be his pest. Here comes the 3-1 pitch.
There you go.
Low for ball four, and the bases are loaded. Here in the ninth, Tim Lemon will come to the plate. Chiefs down five, bases full with one down. And now the left-hander Felix Sanchez, their closer, will suddenly get warm.
And a very, very slow walk by Mike Anderson. As if he just had foot surgery.
Or he's treading lightly on the grass. As if not to ruin the plush turf here at Oldsmobile Park. So he comes out, and Felix Sanchez quickly getting ready. Tim Lemon will stand in. Lemon, an RBI single his last time up. John Santor's in the on-deck circle. He'll likely pinch hit, if need be, for Jordan Robinson. Oh, hang something to Timmy.
What do you say, Timmy? Oh, I hate to say what I said earlier in the game. I just have this. I become more and more superstitious during the course of this season, you know, calling these games. Every time you say something, you don't know. I don't know if statistically or historically how well I've done, but I'm just always afraid to jinx people.
So now bases are full of Chiefs.
This guy with a long career with these Chiefs, boy, wouldn't it be great if he could do something right here.
Curveball in there for strike one. Ferreras continues to toil. Felix Sanchez, their closer, a converted starter. He was a starter during the regular season and inherited the closing duties in the postseason in the bullpen. 0-1 the count to Tim Lemon. From the stretch, Ferreras comes home. Swung on and missed. First strike two. Well, reason to stick around here in the ninth, and you mentioned Chiefs fighting hard till the end. They say they play nine innings. That's kind of been their motto all year. And they're trying to stage a major rally here in the ninth. It's past the catcher to the screen. One run will score. In to score from third base is Chris Duncan. And it's a 10-6 ball game.
And that takes away the double play as well.
Even better. So Duncan home to score. Nelson into third. And Eichhorst into second on the wild pitch. Three runs in the inning. 10-6. Lansing over the Chiefs. Umpire will check the ball as it bounced off the back wall. And a wild pitch scores a run. A tying run in the on-deck circle.
Come on, Timmy.
1-2 now to Tim Lemon. One down, second and third here in the ninth. Ferreras kicks and fires, and he laces one past the first baseman into right field. Two runs are going to score. Nelson comes home. Eichhorst comes home. Lemon dives into second with an RBI double, and the Chiefs have the tying run coming to the plate in the ninth. 10-8.
Banging on the desk.
Woo! Five runs in the frame. How about that knock by Lemon? The first baseman playing off the line, and Timmy took one the other way into right field to knock in two.
And that would have knocked in three had that wild pitch not occurred, and Tim Lemon picks one heck of a time to drill one down the right field line. What a comeback by these Chiefs.
Five runs here in the ninth inning, and hold on to your hats.